U.S.-led ground raid in Yemen was a significant milestone. I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer. Today on Mission Network News, when conflict and extremism are hallmarks in Yemen, it's a reminder for us to pray. We'll give you more details and stay tuned to hear how a deaf man in Uganda suffered from bullying and how the gospel made a big difference. It's news you won't get anywhere else. Today on Mission Network News. Last weekend, United States forces led their first ground raid against Al-Qaeda in Yemen since 2014. It was significant because it was President Trump's first approved military operation and because over the past few years, the U.S. has only conducted airstrikes in Yemen. This Middle Eastern nation at the tip of the Arabian Peninsula is no stranger to Islamic extremism. Open Doors World Watch List ranks the top 50 countries with the harshest persecution of Christians, and Yemen stands in ninth place. Christian Wright with Open Doors explains.
The Christians who are left there are primarily believers who have converted from Islam to Christianity, so they're even more harshly targeted as a result of their conversion. Open Doors estimates that there may only be a few thousand Christians left in Yemen today. And around 2.5 million people are displaced within Yemen as well.
Today, please keep Yemen in your prayers.
I would certainly encourage people to pray during this very serious time in Yemen. Pray for Christian believers and pray for the entire society who is so tragically affected by the conflict there. Pray also for the civilians caught up in the conflict and remember Christians in Yemen as they are going through severe persecution.
Next on Mission Network News, since Russia's anti-terrorism law came into being last July, we've been asking you to pray for our partner ministries in Russia. The law has potential to inhibit ministry depending on how it's interpreted. So today we wanted to share a ministry update that's an answer to those prayers. Joanna Mangione of SOAR International says their annual Stuff a Stocking trip went well.
In St. Petersburg, we did have a few restrictions in some of the homes as far as whether or not we could share the gospel. So we did have to be careful with some of that. We had, weren't allowed to always take pictures. But overall, we were very pleasantly happy to see and just gave the glory to God that overall, we were not really prohibited at all to continue this ministry in light of the new law.
SOAR works alongside the local church to supplement and support their relationship with orphanages and local families. Simple gifts like these stockings can make all the difference for an orphan child.
They have had somebody take the time to pay attention to them and to present them with something at Christmas.
Easter and SOAR's next big project are just around the corner. Learn more about the trip and what's happening with SOAR this year at missionnews.org. Finally, we turn to Uganda and a young man named Malunya. He could never hear the people making fun of him, but he didn't have to because their faces said it all. They mocked him for being deaf. They flapped their hands when he tried to use sign language, and eventually Malunya gave up, feeling worthless and useless.
It was only really when he encountered other people who work through Doors Church Planting Program, who themselves know God's Word through sign language Bible translation and were able to teach him, his life began to be changed.
Rob Myers is the spokesman and president of Door International, a deaf-to-deaf ministry.
We get to see not only the impact of access to Scripture, but the impact of people bringing Scripture into deaf communities, beginning to teach people, and as their lives are transformed, they themselves become leaders.
That's exactly what happened to Malunya. When he saw the gospel in his heart sign language, Ugandan sign language, he found meaning. He gave his life to Christ and found new purpose as a deaf church leader. Door wants to reach more deaf people like Malunya through deaf church planting and sign language Bible translation. Find ways to partner with Door at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported thanks to you. You can join our social media network and help us get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.